What truly elevates a golf club? From just being a place to play to being a really premier destination. Is it just about having like perfect greens and tough fairways? Or is there something more to it? Maybe a blend of history, design, and that sense of community. Today we're doing a deep dive into Maidstone Golf Club. It's located in Maidstone, England. And we've been looking closely at an article called Maidstone Golf Club, Premier Golfing Experience, plus other bits and pieces from the club's archives. Our mission really is to unpack what makes this particular club stand out. Everything from its history, its beginnings, to the modern facilities and that community feel. And for you, the listener, we're aiming to give you a kind of shortcut, a way to grasp the essence of what an exceptional golf club experience is all about, with some surprising facts, maybe some insights you wouldn't normally get. So what can you learn about just how multifaceted these places can be? Let's start right at the beginning then. Let's get into the rich legacy of Maidstone Golf Club. Our sources talk about its founding back in the early 20th century.
And it sounds like it came from this really strong desire, not just to build a course, but to create a real sanctuary, a place where a love for golf could mesh with just stunning natural beauty.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating is how that initial sort of passion grew into something much bigger than just a golf course. It quickly turned into this vibrant hub. It started drawing golf enthusiasts, not just locally, but, from all over the world, actually. And the clubhouse especially, it sounds like it became this central spot, a place where, friendships were made, memories were created all around the game. And you can kind of trace that evolution, right, from the more modest tournaments early on to these bigger, much more prestigious events later.
Right. And talking about that evolution, what were some of the really key moments, the transformative points that shaped Maidstone's identity?
Well, a big one seems to be the 1980s. They did a pretty substantial renovation of the course then, and it wasn't just like a simple update. It was this really careful balance, bringing in contemporary design ideas while still, honoring the club's traditions. They didn't want to lose its soul. Then fast forward to the late 1990s, the club hosted its first really prestigious tournament that drew some elite players from across the country.
That is impressive. But, our sources mentioned something really specific about that tournament's impact. It explicitly says it elevated the club's status within the South African golfing community.
Yeah.
That's genuinely curious, isn't it, given Maidstone's in England?
It absolutely is. And it kind of makes you pause and think, right, it's not just a random detail. It suggests maybe a surprising global reach back then, perhaps through key players with ties to both places, or maybe it was part of some larger tournament circuit spanning continents. It really pushes us to think about how a club's reputation, even when rooted locally like Maidstone, can have these unexpected international ripples. It shows how the sport itself creates these unique sort of far-reaching connections, defies simple geography sometimes.
That's a really good point. And then moving into the early 2000s, the club brought in junior programs, designed, it seems, specifically to inspire and nurture young talent. It wasn't just about teaching golf swings. It was about fostering this real sense of belonging for the younger generation, building the club's future, essentially.
Yeah, and if you connect that thought, it really highlights the importance of strong leadership and vision throughout Maidstone's history. Like, the founding president, his contributions were apparently critical in setting down the club's core values. But it wasn't just one person running the show.
Oh, definitely not. Our sources point to a whole diverse group of board members, captains who played a massive role. They were key in making sure things ran smoothly day to day, but also in strategically expanding the club's reach into the wider community.
And you absolutely can't forget the course designer they brought in during those 80s renovations. His approach, described as visionary, didn't just give it a facelift, it fundamentally transformed the course. It really boosted the club's reputation and the level of challenge it offered.
Okay, so we've laid out this incredible history, the visionaries behind it. Now let's talk about the real star of the show for any golf club, the course itself. Our sources describe Maidstone's course as this masterful blend, natural beauty meets strategic design. And it's supposedly crafted to challenge, but also delight golfers of all skill levels.
Which raises a good question. How do they actually pull off that balance? Well, apparently each hole at Maidstone presents its own distinct challenge. You've got these expansive par fours needing powerful, accurate drives. But then you also have intricate par threes that really test your precision, your approach shots. And the design itself, it cleverly uses the natural landscape, elevation changes, water hazards, existing features. It keeps every round engaging, makes you think about your shots.
Okay, so for those of us trying to picture it, What are some of the really standout holes, the ones that stick in your memory?
Well, the seventh hole, apparently nicknamed the cliff, it's a par three, and it sounds like it really demands precision and courage. Right. You're facing a steep drop down to the green. It's known not just for being tough, but also for just the sheer beauty of the surroundings. Then there's the 14th, the watering hole. That's a par four where a water hazard sits ominously close to the green. Really makes you think about your approach, how much risk you want to take.
And then the 18th, the grand finale, sounds like it offers big panoramic views and a strategic layout, giving you that real sense of accomplishment when you finish up. But what actually goes into keeping a course like that, a masterpiece really, in such perfect condition?
Oh, it's a huge undertaking. It's part art, part science, you know. There's a dedicated team of skilled groundskeepers working constantly. Every single blade of grass gets meticulous attention. It involves regular, really essential maintenance, things like aeration, you know, punching holes.
Right, for drainage and air.
Exactly. Vital for soil health, keeps the greens firm, fast. And then overseeding, that's crucial for keeping the turf lush and consistent all year round, especially with changing seasons. It shows a real commitment to playability. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, the club invests in technology, like advanced irrigation systems. And they actively use eco-friendly practices, prioritizing environmental stewardship. And that's not just talk. It means concrete things like using organic fertilizers, protecting local ecosystems, maintaining natural habitats right there on the course. It almost becomes a nature preserve, too.
So we've explored the course, which sounds amazing. But a truly premier club, it offers more than just the golf, right? What's the actual day-to-day like for members? Are there unique benefits? Is there that community spirit that makes joining Maidstone, you know, particularly special?
Yeah. Joining Maidstone definitely seems to unlock a lot of exclusive benefits. Obviously, members get unrestricted access to that beautifully kept course, but also invitations to a whole range of social events and tournaments, things that really build that community feel. Plus, priority booking for tee times, which is always a big plus, and exclusive discounts on stuff in the pro shop and in the restaurant. And importantly for many, access to professional coaching and clinics if you want to improve your game. The club also seems pretty thoughtful about offering different membership types to suit different needs. You know, there are like full memberships for the really keen golfer who wants unlimited play. Then a social membership category, maybe for people more interested in the dining and event side, less frequent golf, and crucially, that dedicated junior membership category, specifically designed to bring along the next generation of golfers.
Okay, so if someone's thinking about joining, what's that process like? Is it pretty straightforward?
It sounds like they try to make it seamless. Usually you start with an application form. You can get it online or from the pro shop. That gets reviewed by the membership committee. If approved, new members often get invited to a welcome meeting or orientation session. And then finally, there's the joining fee to sort out. The actual fees, including the annual dues, they usually vary depending on the category you choose. And importantly, they offer flexible payment options, like monthly installments, which can make it more accessible.
Right. And once you're a member, our sources mentioned a simple renewal process, too, with notifications and maybe even loyalty discounts for people who've been members a long time.
Yeah.
So beyond the individual perks, the club clearly has this really vibrant calendar. Lots of annual events, tournaments.
It absolutely does. The Maidstone Open, that sounds like a real highlight. A prestigious tournament, fosters some healthy competition, brings out the best players. But it's not all, you know, intense competition. They also host popular themed events and quite a few charity tournaments. Those seem to blend the love of golf with wanting to give back to the wider community.
It's great that they celebrate their past champions so visibly with the plaques and honor boards you mentioned. But beyond just displaying the names, how does the club actually use the wisdom of those past winners? Is there like a formal mentorship thing, or do they still contribute to the club's culture in other ways?
That's a really insightful question. So yes, the plaques and boards in the clubhouse are prominent. They definitely celebrate the achievements, but it seems they go further. There's apparently a strong emphasis on connecting the generations. Past champions are often invited back, not just as, you know, special guests, but to share their knowledge, maybe give clinics, or even just informally mentor some of the aspiring golfers. It creates this sort of living legacy, ensuring their experience keeps inspiring people and shaping the club's future.
Okay, so if you are one of those aspiring golfers or just looking to shave off a few strokes, what are the specific opportunities for improving your game at Maidstone?
Well, Maidstone seems to offer really exceptional opportunities there. They have a team of highly skilled professional instructors. And these aren't just any instructors. They're certified by recognized golfing bodies. What really seems to set them apart, based on the sources, is their tailored approach. It's not a one-size-fits-all thing. They design personalized lesson plans. So they look at your individual needs, your goals, and build a plan around that. That ensures, you know, effective progress, whether you're a complete beginner or an experienced player trying to fine-tune things. And the range of programs is pretty diverse, too. You've got introductory classes for newcomers to get the basics down, then specialized clinics focusing on specific areas, maybe your short game, putting, or even like course management strategy for more advanced players. They even host workshops and seminars sometimes, bringing in guest instructors so you get fresh perspectives and techniques.
And booking these lessons sounds really easy, either online or just contacting the pro shop and maybe looking out for special packages for members. Now, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about the food. Because the dining at the clubhouse restaurant, it sounds like it's meant to be more than just, you know, grabbing a bite.
It really does sound like an experience. The restaurant itself is described as this welcoming haven, and it offers stunning views of the course, which must make for a pretty picturesque meal. The menu is described as thoughtfully curated, which suggests real care has gone into blending local and international flavors. You can apparently get anything from a hearty breakfast before your round to an exquisite dinner afterwards. And they seem big on seasonal specials, using fresh, locally sourced ingredients whenever possible.
Right. Are there any specific dishes or maybe a culinary philosophy that stands out from what we know?
Well, while the exact menu probably changes with the seasons, the emphasis seems to be on quality and careful preparation. Our sources highlight some popular choices, things like a gourmet burger using locally sourced beef, a nice grilled chicken salad, the daily catch of fresh seafood, and the dessert menu apparently changes seasonally too. Plus, to go with the food, they have a curated wine list, craft beers, signature cocktails. It sounds like a really complete dining setup.
And it sounds like dining isn't just about sitting down for a standard meal there either.
No, definitely not. The club hosts various special dining events throughout the year. These seem designed to foster community and just celebrate food. Things like themed dinners, maybe a wine pairing evening or a big holiday feast. They also do popular brunches and buffets for occasions like Easter or Mother's Day. And even, get this, cooking classes and demonstrations led by the club's own chefs. So it really elevates the whole culinary aspect beyond the everyday meal.
Okay, so beyond dining, what about the other facilities, specifically for working on your game, like the practice areas?
The practice facilities at Maidstone sound genuinely top-notch. There's an expansive driving range. It has multiple tee boxes, various targets, so you can really work on your long game. And crucially, they have dedicated chipping and putting greens. These are meticulously maintained to mimic the actual conditions on the course, which is so important, right? For honing your short game, getting that precision dialed in before you play for real. And then for member comfort, the locker rooms, they're described as quite luxurious. Well-appointed spaces, individual lockers, showers, changing facilities. The whole ambiance is meant to be sophisticated and relaxing. A comfortable private space to prep or wind down.
And finally, the pro shop. It sounds like its position is more than just a retail spot, like a real hub.
It absolutely seems that way. Yeah, it's stocked with all the latest gear, equipment, apparel, accessories, featuring the top brands. But what really makes it stand out, according to the sources, are the staff. Knowledgeable people who can give you expert advice, recommendations. They offer custom fitting services, too, making sure your clubs are right for your swing. And, of course, members get those exclusive discounts, which always helps.
So, pulling all this together, what does it mean for Maidstone's impact beyond the course itself? How do they engage with the local community, build partnerships?
Well, they seem really embedded in the local area. They often partner with local businesses sourcing goods and services from them, which supports the regional economy. And their partnerships extend quite significantly to local schools and organizations, too. Things like hosting fundraising events, maybe offering scholarships for young golfers, or providing course access for community initiatives.
Those charity initiatives sound like they're a really core part of what they do.
Absolutely central, it seems. Maidstone regularly hosts charity events, tournaments, with the money raised going directly to local charities. But it's not just about fundraising. They also organize awareness campaigns, outreach events like those golf clinics we heard about for underprivileged youth. It shows a real commitment to social responsibility, making a tangible difference locally. And this ties right back into their strong junior golf programs we mentioned earlier. Those programs, the clinics, lessons, practice sessions for different ages, the junior tournaments, they're not just building skills, they're fostering that community spirit and sense of belonging among young players, too, nurturing talent and community.
Right. And finally, let's touch on their environmental efforts. How does a place like a golf course balance looking beautiful with being ecologically responsible?
That's a big focus for them, it appears. They implement eco-friendly practices right across their course maintenance. That includes things like advanced water conservation methods to cut down on waste, using organic fertilizers to protect the local ecosystems, and actively maintaining natural habitats right there on the course itself, which promotes biodiversity. And their commitment extends beyond their own property lines, too. They get involved in community cleanup initiatives, tree planting events. It really demonstrates a kind of holistic approach to looking after the environment.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, it really feels abundantly clear, doesn't it? Maidstone Golf Club is much more than just, you know, 18 holes of golf. It really does stand out as this vibrant community hub. It's got the rich legacy, the exceptional facilities, that deep commitment to helping people improve their game, the great dining, and this profound sense of social and environmental responsibility. It feels like a testament to a truly comprehensive vision of what a premier club can be.
Yeah, it really does. And perhaps this leaves an interesting question for you, the listener, to think about. What does this kind of comprehensive approach, like, you know, blending tradition seamlessly with modern amenities and this strong community focus, what does that suggest about how leisure and sports places might be evolving in our lives? How might clubs like Maidstone Golf Club shape your expectations for community spaces, for recreational facilities in the future? Something to mull over.